With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a familiar name is returning to the U.S. Senate.
A Vermont incumbent holds on to his Senate seat.
Independent Bernie Sanders won re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate representing Vermont on Tuesday. The 83-year-old liberal icon has said that American democracy is in question and the 2024 election in many ways will be the most consequential in our lifetime. He sought the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016 and 2020 and this year has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris after President Joe Biden dropped his re-election bid. The Associated Press declared Sanders the winner at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Donald Trump has won the state of Ohio and its 17 electoral votes. As expected, Senate Republicans have flipped the West Virginia Senate seat of retiring Joe Manchin, and that was a win tonight by former Governor Jim Justice. Bob Agnew reporting.
Across the country, there have been some voting issues, but nothing out of the ordinary.
There's been some hiccups and some problems along the way, but they've all been pretty standard and typical and what election officials prepare for. It's everything from, you know, the poll worker who forgot the key in, you know, Arizona to, you know, the election judge who didn't show up on time in Pennsylvania. So it's been things like that. So there's been some delays. We have seen some court orders extending polling locations in a few places because of some issues. But again, this is all standard stuff that we've seen before.
Correspondent Christina Cassidy reporting. Tropical storm Rafael has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane as it swirled past Jamaica and chugged towards western Cuba. It was another stroke of bad news for Cuba, which has been struggling with blackouts while recovering from another hurricane 2 weeks ago. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democratic Party says her side is losing Jewish voters because of the robust Republican response to pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. Nikki Friedman, Jewish herself, says what has been happening in American politics has made a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters start to question the Democratic Party. The narrative of Jews identified as progressive or left-leaning are feeling alienated. This is SRN News. The UK moves to make the purchase of cigarettes illegal.
Legislation intended to ban today's British children from ever legally being able to smoke began its journey through Parliament on Tuesday. The Tobacco and Vapes Bill would also bar smoking and vaping in some outdoor spaces, such as playgrounds and the entrances to schools and hospitals. But a proposed ban on smoking in pub beer gardens has been dropped after opposition from bar owners. The bill also proposes to restrict vape flavours and ban bright vape packaging aimed at children. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Florida voters rejected ballot measures to protect abortion and legalize marijuana. Tuesday's results hand a victory to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who used state resources and campaigned heavily to defeat each issue. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.